My father was a marine engineer. He sailed a ship all around the world. He was the proverbial Scottish chief engineer, sailing from Glasgow and Liverpool. And I grew up in Liverpool because that was his home port. But he was an engineer. He wanted me to follow in his footsteps and go to sea, but I have an aversion to water and never wanted to do that particularly. On the other hand, he was a very considerable draftsman. He did marvelous drawings of engineering parts, marine engineering parts, engines and so on, turbines and so on. And when I was very small, I discovered his drawings, his apprenticeship drawings, and I was very moved by them because they were very, very elegant drawings, you know, watercolour, pink washes and that sort of thing. I suppose many years, well, several years later, that might have influenced me in deciding that I would take up architecture. I was in the last two years of the war, and I, because of that, I found I was eligible for a further education grant. And suddenly I had to make my mind up whether I could go to university, and if so, what I would take and study. So I made a rather quick decision about taking up architecture. I'd always been kind of good at art, which is the kind of catchphrase for architects, but and not too good at kind of history or literary things, but very good at graphic, three-dimensional work. So, in a way, taking up architecture was kind of logical in that respect.
Had your father, in fact, given you any tuition in mechanical drawing or anything of that sort, in the hope that you might follow exactly in his footsteps?
No, he hadn't, you know. I'd been on many visits to his ships and all around his engine room and all around the docks at Liverpool, and I think I was impressed by the scale of the docks and the architecture of the docks, which is very kind of monumental, yet not formal. It's kind of vernacular, monumental architecture, very impressive architecture. A lot of it's gone now. And I think I was impressed by ships. And later on, when I came to study architecture, Corbusier in his book Towards a New Architecture, which was a kind of a rhetorical book in the modern movement, he made a great play of the scale of ships and the form of ships as against that of conventional buildings. And in my first year at architecture school, when I read that book, I had an immediate rapport with my childhood, as it were, because of the ships at Liverpool. In those days, the river was full of ships. Now it's kind of empty. But and people have sort of said that they see a kind of still see the influence of kind of marine forms in our buildings.